Welcome to Lehigh Valley Discourse here on WDIY. I'm your host, Seamus McGrogan. We are in the midst of our spring membership drive, and we are asking for the listeners to support the station. And when we do these drives, we have always reached out to the community and taken care of an organization and done a great three-way partnership. The spring membership drive is no different. For every 9 memberships that WDIY receives during the drive, the Dining Dog and Friends Whole Food Healthy Pet Market in Allentown will contribute the funds to Last Chance Ranch Animal Rescue in Quakertown for the sponsorship of a rescued animal. So we think it's a great organization all around to support during the spring membership drive. So the way that you could take advantage of that is by calling 610-758-8810 or going online to wdiy.org and renewing your membership, becoming a first-time member, or making an additional gift. So today on Lehigh Valley Discourse, we want to dig more into what Last Chance Ranch is doing. And joining us today is the executive director of Last Chance Ranch Animal Rescue, Jackie Burke. Hi, Jackie.
Thank you so much again for choosing Last Chance Ranch for your partnership. We really appreciate it.
We're a volunteer station. Everybody on the air is volunteer. We rely on over 100 volunteers to do what we do. And you came highly recommended by a bunch of people. So it sounds like you're doing a lot of good in the community.
That's awesome. We appreciate that. I mean, we have tons of volunteers in the community too, helping us, you know, run the organization that we're running here and helping all the animals that we're helping.
One of the things about nonprofits is we do rely on volunteers to do what we do. So it's great that you have a lot of volunteers helping you to do what you do. Tell me about Last Chance Ranch for people that don't know.
So we are a nonprofit, no-kill animal rescue located in Quakertown. We have everything from horses to dogs to hamsters. So everything that you can imagine, you know, somebody might want to have as a pet. We take in these animals from situations where, you know, they're not either being cared for by their previous owner, they had to be surrendered for financial reasons, you know, a multitude of reasons the animals come to our facility. And that also means that they come to our facility in different states of affair in terms of their physical condition. We rehabilitate those animals and then we find them new loving homes.
So from getting the animals, caring for them, and then finding them new homes, you really run the gamut of the whole span of taking care of these animals. So you mentioned a whole range of animals you take care of. And on your website, it says companion animals and barnyard animals. Mm-hmm. So those are the kind of the two categories.
Yeah.
So if somebody goes to Last Chance Ranch, what are they going to see? You have horse stables, correct?
We do. So you can expect to pull onto a horse farm. You're in the right area if that's where you are. We have the stables, we have sheds for all the barnyard animals and the horses. You might see a peacock running around the farm or a turkey. And then we also have a kennel facility, and that's where the majority of our dogs are housed. Some of our dogs are in foster homes. And then we have a small animal area where the hamsters or guinea pigs and cats and animals like that are housed.
Yeah, it's such a different type of organization than what people may traditionally think of.
We're definitely a unique rescue in the fact that we do incorporate the barnyard animals as well.
About how many animals do you think you take care of at any time at Last Chance Ranch?
So at any given time, we have about 150 animals in our care, averaging around, you know, 40 to 50 dogs, around 40 horses. And then between the barnyard animals, right now we just got 20 goats in last week. And prior to that, the week before, we received in 13 sheep helping the Pennsylvania State SPCA. So, you know, the other barnyard animals, chickens, things like that kind of make up the miscellaneous other animals that we have. But at any given time, we really do have upwards of 150 animals in our care.
I do apologize because I know you wanted to bring some sheep along and we had to say no. No, I'm just kidding. That's a lot of animals. And about how many volunteers do you have to help take care of these animals?
We probably have over 125 volunteers that are coming in on a weekly basis to help care for all the animals. We do have our volunteers broken up to horse and barnyard animals and then also the dogs and the small animals. So each shift, there's about 4 volunteers at least taking care of all the animals, and there's 14 shifts a week.
I'm sure that certain volunteers are more knowledgeable and specialize in different animals. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. And I mean, we take volunteers of any experience level. Don't feel like you need to be an animal expert to help us out. We're more than happy to train you along the way and teach you the ins and outs of horse handling or really understanding the dogs in our facility, because they're a little bit different than, you know, dogs in the household, because it is a little bit of a high stress situation being in the shelter.
Taking care of certain animals, I'm sure, is more challenging. So as the executive director there at Last Chance Ranch, are you still involved in the day-to-day care of these animals? Are you still helping out?
Yeah, so I help out with a lot of the bigger picture items, such as like our vaccination days or kind of getting involved with the vets and the health aspects of the animals. When we're short staffed, I can help out with cleaning stalls and things like that. But I do a lot of the fundraisers. You know, I'm involved very much so with the horse adoptions and seeing them through to their new homes and then following up with them after they do get placed. There's a lot of different tasks that I do in a day, but I do get to get out there and work with the animals and get pretty hands-on, which is, you know, a great point of the job.
Of course, fundraising is crucial to your job and that's your role there, but it's great that you're also still going out there and getting involved with the direct care of those animals. That's really great. I think it shows your passion for this.
Yeah, and we're such a, you know, small group of staff at Last Chance Ranch, so we really all get very hands-on involved with the animal care. Every day, you know, we're out there working with the animals alongside the volunteers to make sure that everybody is getting the care that they need.
How many staff members there?
At our farm facility, we have about 10 staff members taking care of the animals and then one staff member that's an administrative staff member. We also have our thrift store in Coopersburg, and there's an additional 4 staff members there.
And I will get to that too, because there's even more outside of the actual ranch that we can talk about. But just to remind listeners, we're talking with Jackie Burke. She is the executive director of Last Chance Ranch Animal Rescue in Quakertown. And they are our partner for the spring membership drive. And the way this works is for every 9 memberships that WDIY receives during the spring membership drive, Last Chance Ranch is going to receive the funds for the sponsorship of an animal. And this is thanks to the Dining Dog and Friends, a Whole Food pet market in Allentown. They're the ones who are actually going to match and contribute the money to you. And that's what's great about listeners contributing during the spring membership drive is all the money that listeners give to WDIY stays with the station. It all goes to the programming. But in addition, thanks to the Dining Dog, Last Chance Ranch is going to get that animal sponsorship for every 9 donations. Jackie is the executive director. She's joining us here to tell us a little bit more about Last Chance Ranch. And I just wanted to kind of dig in and find out a little more. When we say sponsorship of an animal, this is something that I found on your website, and it's something you do to get people in the community to help support you. So sponsorship of an animal, what is involved in the care of an animal? I know you have a lot of different animals, but generally speaking, what are some of the services that you provide to these animals?
So as you can imagine, when these animals are coming in, they kind of come in the various states. Some of the animals are skinny and need more care than others. Some of the animals were just, you know, surrendered by their owners because they couldn't care for them any longer. So they're a relatively healthy animal. However, all the animals coming through our facility, whether it be a horse or a dog or a cat, they're going to get up to date with their vaccinations, you know, the vaccines that are either required by law or just standard practice that we will give the animals just to make sure that they're being protected against disease. So any of the vaccinations that we're giving them can cost between $10 to $30 to get them up to speed with that. Additionally, all the cats and dogs get microchipped. Obviously, there's feed costs involved, the cost of the veterinarians that are taking care of them, spays and neuters for any animals that are not spayed or neutered. They all get spayed or neutered before getting adopted.
That's great.
So there's a lot of different costs involved that are beyond what the sponsorship may cover, but at least, you know, sponsorships help cover some of those costs for each of the animals. The horses tend to have a lot higher costs because they require dentals every year, and that's about $90. They eat a lot of hay, as you can imagine.
Sure.
So the sponsorships help get a lot of the initial costs taken care of when they first arrive. so that we can make sure, you know, we're always able to take in more animals.
And these animals you get, I'm especially thinking of the horses. Where do they come from?
For the most part, most of our animals come to us fairly locally. A lot of our horses come from this area of Pennsylvania, or perhaps like the Lancaster area if we're rescuing any from auctions. Our dogs come out of higher intake facilities in Philadelphia and surrounding counties. But we do also partner with an organization that brings dogs up from Georgia, and those dogs come up once a month.
For the most part, it sounds like you really are focusing on Eastern PA, the Lehigh Valley, maybe down to Quakertown area. Yep. A little bit. Mm-mm. So it really is animals in this area that you're helping out and doing a good deed for.
Yeah, and we do take in owner surrenders from this area too, which, you know, is huge because people, you know, are looking for no-kill facilities to bring their animals to.
Jackie Burke, Executive Director of Last Chance Ranch, is our guest today on Lehigh Valley Discourse. Jackie, what's your favorite part of the job?
You know what? The other day I was walking outside just to get the mail and walking through the farm, and it was a beautiful day now that it's spring weather. And I just thought to myself, how many people are able to just walk outside of their job and see goats playing on the playground we have built for them, or take in the smell of horses munching on the spring grass? It really was a moment that I kind of stood there in awe thinking, this is my job. Like, this is amazing. So just the fact that, while you can imagine, obviously, there's a ton of paperwork and preparing for big fundraisers takes up a lot of time and can be pretty stressful, after those are done, I can still at the end of the day go outside and spend some time with some of our horse friends and go pet a potbelly pig. So it's really unique. If I need to get a little air, I can just walk outside and relieve some stress by some animal therapy.
That's great. And it sounds like you're passionate about animals. Did you always like animals growing up?
At a young age, I kind of had the track of I wanted to be a veterinarian, when I grew up. And I actually got involved with Last Chance Ranch at a fairly young age. I started taking riding lessons as a young teenager and have been involved for over 19 years now. And I went to college for large animal science and kind of continued to pursue that passion and expand my knowledge with animals. So after college, I was able to come back to Last Chance Ranch full time and really make a career of it. So it was an opportunity that worked out perfectly for me.
I want to find out a little bit about Last Chance Ranch and the history, and then how you started out at Last Chance Ranch, coming back from college, like you said. We are talking with Jackie Burke, the executive director of Last Chance Ranch Animal Rescue. They are WDIY's partners for the spring membership drive. And the way this works is we've partnered with another organization, the Dining Dog and Friends Whole Food Pet Market in Allentown. And for every 9 membership donations that WDIY receives during the drive, Last Chance Ranch is going to receive the funds to sponsor a rescued animal. So it's a great way to do 2 good deeds with a donation, one to support your listening on WDIY, and one to help Last Chance Ranch do the great work that they do. So if you'd like to give, phone lines are open now at 610-758-8810, or you can give online at wdiy.org.
WDIY 88.1 offers many choices and real voices. Folk music, from folk classics to the Gaelic traditions of the British Isles, to bluegrass and old-time music of Appalachia, to the modern-day singer-songwriters telling the story of today's world. You'll find it all here on WDIY. Listen and enjoy the wide variety of folk music every weekday evening, 7 to 9 p.m., just after NPR News headlines, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on 88.1 WDIY and streaming at WDIY.org.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Discourse here on WDIY. My name is Seamus McGrogan, your host for today, and we have a special edition of the show because we are putting a spotlight on the Spring Membership Drive Partnership. And we have partnered with Last Chance Ranch Animal Rescue, and they are receiving the funds for a rescued animal after every 9 membership donations WDIY receives during this drive. And that's thanks to our friends at the Dining Dog Healthy Food Pet Market in Allentown. And we are talking today with Jackie Burke. Thank you for coming in, Jackie.
Thank you again for having me.
Jackie Burke, the executive director of Last Chance Ranch, telling us a little bit about what she did as far as getting involved in maybe becoming a veterinarian and then going to college and then coming back from college and then going again to Last Chance Ranch. How did you get back involved with them?
So after going to college, which I was able to stay fairly local with going to Delaware Valley University, I was able to remain involved with Last Chance Ranch throughout that time. And throughout the course of college, I kind of started to realize that there's a lot of different opportunities in the animal industry other than just becoming a veterinarian. I really wanted to continue to pursue a career in with animals since I was so passionate. And at that point, I had been involved with Last Chance Ranch for really over 10 years. And I really knew that if there was an opportunity for me to become an employee, I certainly wanted to take that opportunity. So at the time, I became the equine health manager since my degree was in large animal science. And I was really able to work with the local veterinarians to oversee the health needs for any horses coming through our facility, as well as I did a lot of the fundraising at that point in time and grant writing as well to kind of bring in additional funds, which are always needed for the rescue.
So you were even doing some work while you were going to school as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, you kind of just continued full steam ahead.
Yeah, full force.
Oh, wow. So
it's been a passion for a long time to particularly help this organization.
So you started out working with the horses and what did you say? Equine?
That's the technical term for horse, and that encompasses mules and donkeys as well.
So you started out working in that area of the ranch. How did you come to be the executive director then?
So that opportunity came up about 2 years ago. The previous executive director stepped down. So from within, the board of directors had chosen me as the predecessor.
So talking about Last Chance Ranch in general, how long has that organization been around?
We have been in Quakertown since 1999 and became a nonprofit at that time. When it was started, it was just a horse rescue located on 10 acres. And so it was much smaller scale than we are now, caring for upwards of 15 to 20 horses at any given time. Then throughout the early 2000s, really kind of continued to expand our volunteers and our reach. After Hurricane Katrina in 2005, we kind of started to see, obviously, there was a need for all animal rescue, particularly dogs. And that's when we started to incorporate, just on the 10-acre side of things, some dogs. So that was mainly through foster homes. Then in 2007, we had an extraordinary opportunity to expand our facility to an additional 25 acres directly across the street. And that was basically an open farm field, which afforded us many opportunities to build a kennel, expand pastures, and really kind of have a blank slate to start building the organization in the direction that we wanted to. There was one smaller existing building, which we outfitted as a temporary kennel while we raised funds to build our current kennel facility, which was constructed in 2010. And that allowed us to go from helping a couple dogs at any given time to helping upwards to 40, 50 dogs and housing them at the facility. And then additionally, over the years, we've expanded our programs from just adoptions of the barnyard horses and companion animals, as well as different programs such as riding lessons, summer camps. We often hold various educational clinics in partnership with local veterinarians and nutritionists and everything like that to kind of educate the pet owners on different aspects of care from nutrition to CPR, first aid, and that kind of stuff.
And it's grown organically, it seems, just sort of finding the need out there and then incorporating more and more animals and more and more care as you grow. Talking about some of the other services that you provide, you touched on a little bit of those there, and I want to get into that. So in addition to the actual farm that you run and the kennel services and all the animal services, You also run a thrift store in Coopersburg.
We do. Yeah. So our thrift store in Coopersburg started in 2014. And that was a pretty big initiative because it was kind of trying to get a little bit creative with offsetting some of the major expenses. As you can imagine, just the feed and care alone for the horses can run us upwards of $100,000 to $150,000 a year. So trying to get creative to raise some funds. And one of our staff members suggested that we start a thrift store. So we took the leap. We leased a space in Coopersburg, which we're still at 5 years later, and built this beautiful little thrift store, which raises $180,000 a year for the organization. So it really is a great way to raise funds for the animals in need. There's lots of great household items, pet items, clothing, kids items, everything at the store. I mean, it's your typical thrift store. We even have a lot of horse tack there as well. So it's a little bit unique that it focuses a lot on pets more so than maybe in other thrift stores, but it still has everything that you're going to find at a normal thrift store. We're always accepting donations there, and I definitely recommend for you to stop in and check out that facility.
And that's in Coopersburg, so mm-hmm. a short drive away from Quakertown.
Yep.
We're talking with Jackie Burke, the executive director of Last Chance Ranch, and they are our partner for the 2019 Spring Membership Drive. We definitely wanted to partner with them because they came highly recommended by a lot of our volunteers. And they're obviously doing a lot of good in the community because the word out about you is that you're taking care of these animals and doing great deeds. So the way this partnership for the membership drive works is for every 9 membership donations that WDIY receives, Last Chance Ranch Animal Rescue is going to receive the funds to sponsor an animal. And that is thanks to the Dining Dog and Friends, the Whole Food Pet Market in Allentown that's taking care of the other part of this equation, the other sponsor. So you're going to do 2 good deeds with a membership donation to WDIY during our spring membership drive. Phone lines are open if you'd like to renew your membership, make a new membership gift, or give a little extra at 610-758-8810 or go online to wdiy.org. Maybe let us know if you visited the thrift store or Last Chance Ranch, or maybe just if you're a pet owner and if you want to tell us what kind of pets you have, that would be also be interesting because we'd love to see just how many animal lovers and pet owners we have amongst the WDIY membership. We've never asked that, but I suspect it's a lot. So the thrift store is one venture you have, and you mentioned some of the other things. Is there anything in addition to the normal day-to-day care and the thrift store that maybe you'd like to mention that's a little unusual for a rescue?
We do have our riding lesson program. That's a big program that runs year-round for anyone interested in getting involved with horseback riding. That's a little bit unique. You see that at a lot of horse stables, but the fact that we have horses kind of affords us that opportunity to utilize some of our horses available for adoption for the riding lessons, as well as a couple permanent resident horses that help us out with that program. And again, that's another program that helps keep our barn full of hay by the funds that come in from there.
And I'm sure it helps get the horses exercise and get them out
exactly.
there.
Exactly. That's important too, because the more the horses are able to get ridden, that keeps them in shape and makes them more adoptable.
Earlier, I asked you what your favorite part of the job was, running a nonprofit in general, but I'm sure with you, you run into a lot of issues. What are some of the most challenging aspects of running Last Chance Ranch in your job?
The budgeting aspect of it, making sure that we have the funds to pay the vet, to pay our feed bills, you know, to pay the electric bill and everything like that. We have grown to be a huge organization, but at the same time, we are always at the mercy of our donors. So we have programs in place so that we can make sure we're regularly bringing in funds, like the riding lessons and the thrift store and our dog adoptions and just general adoption fees are funds that we can kind of anticipate. But a huge aspect of our organization is dependent on donations from the public. So just some weeks, it can be kind of scary trying to get through to the next week, but the donors always pull through. We're always able to take in another animal and make a difference in their life. So as much as it can be scary at times, it's always winds up rewarding, and we do a really good job with what we have available to us.
Well, Jackie, I know Last Chance Ranch is, it sounds like a great, worthy organization for people to support, and the funding is certainly crucial and necessary for you to do what you do. And as a fellow nonprofit here at WDIY, we certainly understand that people giving is one of the most essential parts of that in supporting a nonprofit. So we hope that people will take advantage of this great spring membership drive partnership, because it will not only help WDIY and keep us on the air, but it will also have the additional benefit of helping out Last Chance Ranch a little bit. So the way, again, people can do that is by calling 610-758-8810 or going online to wdiy.org. Renew your membership, become a first-time member, or make an additional gift. Every 9 memberships will result in the sponsorship of an animal, thanks to the Dining Dog and Friends contributing to Last Chance Ranch. So 2 great partners for this drive. I know you have lots to do and need to get back to the farm. You have an event coming up. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
Yep. So this Saturday, we have our 6th annual gala, and that's going to be held at the Homewood Suites in Center Valley. So that's our largest fundraiser of the year. It's a cocktail and dinner gala where we have lots of silent and live auction items. Our goal is to raise over $40,000 at that event to help all the animals at Last Chance Ranch. So it's a fun night. It includes dinner, there's music, and lots of great auction items, including some trips to the Caribbean, Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show tickets. There's a lot of different great auction items for that.
And it all goes to sponsor your Last Chance Ranch.
Yep, it all goes right back to the animals.
That's great. So where can people find more information about Last Chance Ranch?
So you can go to our website, lastchanceranch.org. We also have an Instagram as well as a Facebook page. So you can always like us on Facebook to kind of keep up with the most up-to-date goings-on of Last Chance Ranch. We love to post videos of the animals and pictures on a daily basis, so you can kind of keep track of what's going on at our facility.
Well, Jackie Burke is the executive director of Last Chance Ranch Animal Rescue in Quakertown. And they are our partners for the spring membership drive. And once again, to take advantage of that partnership, renew your membership, become a new member, or make an additional gift. For every 9 membership donations, Last Chance Ranch will receive the funds to sponsor an animal. That's thanks to our other partner in this equation, the Dining Dog Healthy Pet Food Market in Allentown. You can do that by calling 610-758-8810 or going online to wdiy.org. Jackie, thank you so much for stopping by.
Again, thank you so much for choosing us. I really appreciate that.